Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Sadivov. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samachay Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Ma ben Pesach Mitzrayim le Pesach Doiris. What are the differences between Pesach in Egypt and Pesach for all future generations? Pesach Mitzrayim mekroim mebe'asor, v'toron hazoya, v'agudois ezoiv, ha'mashkoi v'ashtei ha'mezuzois, v'necha b'kibhozoin, v'layla echad, v'pesach Doiris, noyeg kol shiva. The answer is, in Egypt, the Pesach was acquired on the 10th of Nisan. Its blood was sprinkled on the lintel and on the two doorposts using a hyssop bundle. It was eaten in haste and in one night, and its prohibition of chametz was only for the first day. But the Pesach of all generations has a prohibition of chametz for all 7 days of Pesach. And the Gemara says, Istani tani dukin v'tavlulim poislim boy. One Baisa says, a membrane or blemish on the eye of the korban disqualifies the korban. If Tanatani ain't Dukin Tavlulim Poislim Boy, and a second Baisa says they do not disqualify the korban. Mandama Dukin Tavlulim Poislim Boy Nicha Dichsiv Se Tomim. The Baisa that teaches that they disqualify is fine. The Pasuk says in Shmoyth Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Hey, an unblemished lamb. Mandama in Dukin Tavlulim Poislim Boy Ma Kamayim Se Tomim Afilu Bekorbonus Bnei Noach Einoi Loikein Amar Yasa Poshat v'lozer lechavaya mikol achay mikol basar shushleimim be'evreihem. The Gemara asks the question, but according to the Braisa that teaches that they don't disqualify, how is the phrase an unblemished lamb used? Even a Gentile's korban may not have these blemishes. Did Rabbi Yasser not say that v'lozer answered chavaya with a pasuk in Bereshis Vav pasuk Yotes, from all that lives, from all flesh, that their limbs should be complete? Taman yesh mehem lemizbeach, bamhacha ein mehem lemizbeach. The answer is there, people were sacrificing animals on the altar, but in Egypt they were not sacrificing on an altar. An unblemished lamb teaches, though, that they may not be actually lacking limbs. V'fruna b'shem b'yomya, mekevon shekziv ba kapor kakodshim, kemishu yesh b'hem lemizbeach. V'fruna, quoting b'yomya, said that since the pasuk about them mentions atonement, like kodshim, it's as if they're brought on the altar. There's a supporting brisa. Our forefathers had three altars for the Korban Pesach in Egypt, and they were the lintel and the two doorposts. And the second brisa says there were four altars, the saf, the lintel, and the two doorposts. One brisa says that saf means a container, and another brisa says that it was the threshold. Manda amma saf kli v'esvoiz asapoiz v'amizmaroiz v'amizokoiz. The Braisa that teaches it was a container learns it from the pasuk in Malachim Aleph Perek Zayin pasuk Nun. The safoiz, which is the jugs, the musical instruments, and the bowls. Manda amma saf askupa v'sitam safam al es sapi. The Braisa that teaches it was the threshold learns from the pasuk in Yechezkel Perek Mem Gimel pasuk Ches by putting their threshold near my threshold. The Braisa that teaches that it was a vessel is fine, as the Pasuk says in Shmoyth Yud Beis, Pasuk Chof Beis, from the blood that's on the Saf, or in the Saf. Manda Amma Saf Askupa, Mama Kaim Saf Kli. But the Gemara asks that the Braisa that teaches that it was a threshold, how do we resolve the Pasuk, as you cannot take off blood from the threshold? Maybe Saf Kli, Benoithin Al Askupa, V'Toivol, Umazeh. The answer is the Pasuk's first mention of Saf refers to a container, and the second mention of Saf refers to the threshold. He first brings the container and puts it on the threshold, and then dips the hyssop into the container, and he sprinkles. Ratani ben Barak Oimer said, Tamim ein givem tamima. And a Braisa of ben Barak says that the lamb must be unblemished, but the wool does not need to be unblemished, means it does not disqualify if it had been sheared in the past. Ratani min atzoin loitzias sachalokim shebehen. The Gemara asks in the Braisa that the Pasuk says in Vayikra Aleph, Pasuk Yud, if his sacrifice is from the sheep, this excludes the smooth against them. This seems to disqualify sheared sheep. Amr Rabun, Lahitzi, Masha, Chalaka Lacha, Hatoira, Roiva, Vinilva, Muksa, Vinavad. Rabun answers, no, this excludes those which the Torah separated to be prohibited to bring, those used for bestiality and idolatry. Amr Biosa, Af, Biosi Aglili, De Kavashoin, Tani. Rabbi Yosef says that even Rabbi Yosef Aglili agrees that in Egypt the prohibition of chametz only applies for one day, as the Braisa teaches Rabbi Yosef Aglili Oimer ani shalai hoya pesach mitzayim el hayom echa bovad shneema layechol chametz hayom. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that the prohibition of chametz and pesach in Egypt at the time of the Exodus was for only one day, as the pasuk says in Shmoyth Yud Gimel and Sukkim Gimel and Dalad, chametz may not be eaten today. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Amar Yeshua, Shamati, Shetmuras HaPesach Kreva, Utmuras HaPesach Ina Kreva, Ve'ini LeFaresh. Rabbi Yeshua says, I heard that the Tmur of a Pesach is sacrificed. I also heard that it's not sacrificed, but I cannot resolve these. Amar Bikiva, Ani HaFaresh HaPesach, Shenimsa, Kredim L'Shritas HaPesach, Yirad Shiyistayev, Ve'imocher, Ve'yavi, Badamav, Shlomim, Ve'chein Tmurasei. Rabbi Yeshua says, I'll explain. A Pesach that was lost and then found before the replacement carbon Pesach was slaughtered, it should be sent out to graze until it receives a blemish and then sold, and the money used to buy a carbon shlomim. And this is also true for its temura that was made before it was sacrificed. But if the original carbon Pesach was found after the replacement was slaughtered, then it sacrificed to the carbon shlomim, and this is also true for its temura. The Gemara says, Rav Yudan, boy, af b'temuras asham, kein, temuras asham kreva, or temuras asham ena kreva. Rav Yudan says the same type of question. Does this rule also apply to the temur of a carbon asham, which is a guilt offering, that the temur of an asham may be sacrificed as an oila if found after the replacement was sacrificed, and the temur of an asham may not be sacrificed, meaning if found before the replacement was sacrificed? And Rav Yosef, pesach shekriva v'shachris, ena pesach, oila shekriva v'shachris, oila hi. And Rav Yosef answers that a carbon Pesach sacrificed in the morning of the 14th is not a Pesach, but an Asham that was sacrificed in the morning is considered an Asham, as it has no fixed time, and therefore it was fixed as an Asham as soon as it was separated, and since it was not sacrificed, it's pushed away and cannot be brought as an Oila. Heme boy, the Gimel Asa, Rav Yizeu Amar, Tmurasei Kreva Shlomim, Rav Shmuel Bar, Rav Yitzchak Amar, Ein Tmurasei Kreva Shlomim. If he made a Tmur of the Pesach on the 13th, Zeru said that the Tmur is brought as a Shlomim. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said that the Tmur is not brought as a Shlomim. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar, Ein Tmur Asai Kreva Shlomim. Chayle du Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Min Hada, La'acha Pesach, Yovi Shlomim, V'chein Tmur Asai. In Teima Hamir Boi, B'yud Gimel, Tmur Asai Kreva Shlomim, V'yisvine, Lo'y Mutav L'lamed Tmur Asai Pesach Mipesach, V'lo'y L'lamed Tmur Asai Shlomim Mipesach. The reasoning of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak is, that, as our Mishnah says, but if the original Korban Pesach was found after the replacement was slaughtered, it sacrificed to the Korban Shlomim. And this is also true for its Temura. Now, if you say that the Temura was made on the 13th, and that the Temura is also brought to the Shlomim, Rav Yeshua could have responded that surely it's better to learn the Temura of a Pesach from a Pesach itself, rather than learning the Temura of a Shlomim from a Pesach. Rather, we can say from here that even if the Temura was made on the 13th, when midday comes, it fixes the law even for the Temura, and it must be taken out to graze. Rabbi Hillel b'shem Shmuel, Mesu Baalim b'shloisha asa gufay kara shlomim. Rabbi Hillel quoting Shmuel said that if the owners died on the 13th, the animal is brought as a shlomim.